Well, good afternoon, everybody. Once again, thank you for coming along on a Friday to join us for another time around the precious Word of God, just from our study here in Lisburn. I want to deal today with a subject that affects many, many people, especially many, many Christians. The whole subject of knowing, of being sure and certain that you're saved, your sins are forgiven, and you're on your way to heaven. We might call it assurance of salvation. Now, there are many people who say you cannot know for sure whether or not you're saved. Many well-meaning people say such a thing. And many of the cults, many false religions, this is one thing they use to entrap people and to hold on to their people, that you can never know for sure, you can never know for certain if you're saved, and you have to keep on doing what we tell you to do if you've got any chance of getting into heaven. But is it possible for a mortal man to know God? Is it possible for any one of us to know for sure that our sins are forgiven? Can we be sure and certain that if we pass from this scene of time, or when we pass from this scene of time, we will be in the presence of Christ? Can we be sure of certain? Can we be sure of heaven? Can we be certain? Can we know for sure that we are going someday to be with the Lord? I say, on the authority of God's word, absolutely. I think it's possible for a genuine Christian to have doubts. See, it Spurgeon, the great preacher, said, "I doubt the man who never doubts." He also says, "I would rather go doubting to heaven than deluded to hell." Many people assume that they're saved, but in the light of God's word, there has to be a big question mark put over their profession of faith. If our salvation is not seen in a pattern of good works, and the fruit of the Spirit is not evident, then there's reason to question the reality of what we profess. Because whenever the Spirit of God comes in to a man's life, he makes them a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And the Lord begins to sanctify his people. They die more and more to sin. They live more and more unto righteousness. There should be all of the signs of vital life. There should be a hunger, there should be a thirst, there should be a heartbeat, there should be a growth, there should be a development, there should be a beginning to walk, there should be an appetite, there should be exercise. All of these things are true in the physical, and they ought also be to be true in the spiritual. But sometimes a Christian can so look inwardly and so get discouraged that they wonder, am I really saved at all? How can I be saved and know it? You ask maybe today, well, have you got a proof text? Is there one verse in the Bible that tells me clearly and explicitly that I can know that I am saved? Well, I think there are many, but here's one that's found in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 13. John says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." These things have I written. The written word, the scriptures, what John has written in the book, these things have I written unto you that believe. So there's faith. Faith alone. There's nothing here of works. It's simple faith. But the resting place for faith is on the Son of God, the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So John here is writing to a people who have put their faith and put their trust in Jesus Christ. And he says, "I'm writing these things unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." Paul said in his letter to Timothy, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Paul, writing in the book of Hebrews, says, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith." And whenever the Lord Jesus Christ was declaring the way of life and bringing to us some of the great gospel truths and invitations, he spoke with certainty. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And those are certain terms: should not perish, but have everlasting life. You say to me today, how can I know for sure? three simple things that I want you to think about just as we draw this short devotion to a close. How can you know that you're saved? Well, by fully embracing and resting upon the work of the Saviour. Resting fully upon the work of the Saviour. Horatius Bonner was a Scottish pastor, preacher, and hymn writer. And he made this wonderful statement. I use it so often. He said, man is a complete sinner, Christ is a complete Saviour, and Jesus Christ saves complete sinners completely. We are all born in sin. We're complete sinners through and through. Sinners by nature, sinners by practice, sinners by birth, sinners by behaviour, sinners by nature, and sinners through nurture. We are sinners through and through. Nobody has to teach us to sin. We take to it naturally. We are all as an unclean thing. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We're guilty before God, and there's nothing that we can do to save ourselves. Man is a complete sinner, but Christ is a complete Saviour. He is pure, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, higher than the heavens. The Bible says in him is no sin. The Bible says he knew no sin. The Bible says he did no sin. The scripture says he was without sin. He's the sinless, spotless Son of God, manifest in human flesh, born of a virgin, and he lived a pure and sinless and holy life. And he did that to secure for you and for me a perfect righteousness. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Jeremiah 23 says the Lord is our righteousness. The Bible speaks about being clad in the garments of salvation. The Bible says his righteousness is put on our account. So his sinless life was lived on our behalf to secure for us a perfect righteousness. Man is a complete sinner, but Christ is a complete Saviour, and he saves complete sinners completely. On the cross, he shed his precious blood. He offered up his sinless soul and body as a sacrifice, an atoning sacrifice to God for our sins. And that sacrifice was full, it was perfect, it was complete, absolutely sufficient to save anybody who comes to Christ in simple, childlike faith. My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one, his wounds for me shall plead. If you trust in Christ and you believe in the finished work, it is enough. Because Jesus on the cross, our Son of God, the Son of God, our Saviour, said, it is finished. And the book of Hebrews says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. And so therefore, his salvation is full, final, free, and forever. He has sat down, and there's nothing that can be added to the work of Christ, and there's nothing that can be taken away from it. Salvation is all of grace, God's unmerited favour. Man is a complete sinner. We cannot save ourselves. Jesus Christ is a complete Saviour. And through his work upon the cross and through his wonderful resurrection and intercession at God's right hand, he is able, the Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So I can know that I'm saved because of the work of the Saviour. I can also, further than that, know that I'm saved because of the words of Scripture. In the Bible, God has given us what Peter called exceeding great and precious promises. And many of those promises are gospel promises. For example, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now that's a promise. And the word of God says that if we come to Christ and we repent of our sins and we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, listen, from all unrighteousness. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So you say to me, how can you know that you're saved? Because of the words of Scripture. Again, I remind you of what John said. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. It's written in the Word of God. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. So I can know that I'm saved. I can have this wonderful assurance because of the work of the Saviour, because of the words of Scripture, and lastly, because of the witness of the Spirit. The witness of the Spirit. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit itself, or the Spirit himself, beareth witness with our spirits that we are the sons of God. Whenever a person is converted, their spirit that was dead, spiritually speaking, dead in trespasses and in sins, is quickened, is regenerated, made alive through the operation of the Holy Spirit himself. And the human spirit becomes the dwelling place of God. Closely connected with the spirit, there is the soul, the will, the intellect, the emotions. And these two things, the soul and the spirit, though I believe are distinct, are closely connected and closely tied together. Like in the tabernacle, the holy place and the holy of holies, the holiest of all, were underneath one roof. They were one building, but they were still distinct. And whenever a person is born again, the Spirit of God comes to take up residence in that person's life. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But whenever the Holy Spirit comes into a person's life, he bears witness to the work of the Saviour, he bears witness to the words of Scripture, and he bears witness to the reality of a changed life. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. So as we surrender ourselves completely, unreservedly, and absolutely to the Saviour, and cast ourselves completely upon his mercy, trusting in his word, the Holy Spirit can bear witness to that and give us this wonderful assurance that we're really saved. It's not about clinging to a date. It's not about clinging to a decision. It's not about trying your best, although it's important to do your best. But the fundamental thing is trust in Christ, rest on him, faith, F-A-I-T-H, forsaking all, I trust him, grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. I trust today that if you're struggling with assurance, that God will use these simple thoughts, simple truths, to bring you into that wonderful, full assurance of faith. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.